Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints. That was the incomparable, the one and only Del Delker. A wonderful, wonderful saint of God who ministers in music. As she was singing that song, I was reminiscing Baptism Sunday a couple of weeks ago where we were by that lake, and it was so wonderful. Tithes 5, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And when we're gathered to heaven, we shall be by that river by the throne of God, there drinking of the water of life freely. Welcome to another manna from heaven broadcast. This week we're looking at the glorious Church of Rome, and in particular we're looking at Sister Phoebe. What an amazing sister she is. We are considering Romans chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, let me read. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that you assist her in whatever business she have need of you. For she have been a succor of many, of myself also. Let's pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. We are here today that you may give us a illustration, that you may paint us a picture in our minds of what a true servant of Christ looks like. We pray, Lord, that this text, what Paul says, would speak to us, would edify us. In fact, I hope it inspires us, O Lord, to be just like Phoebe, a modeled saint. Bless us, O Lord. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. I commend unto you Phoebe. Paul says, listen, I want you to stand with this sister. Stand, commend, means to stand with. Why does he advise, exhort, commend the saints of Rome to stand with her? Because she has stood with many. And now she needs people to stand by her side as she has previously stood by the side of others. Stand with her, for she has helped and stood by others. Therefore, I commend her to you. Who is she? She's our sister. Sister, for two reasons. One, she's our sister in Adam. For all of us are sinners. Everyone who sits in church, I don't care how long you've been sitting in church. You could be sitting in church for 60 years, and you're still a sinner. You are a redeemed sinner. She is our sister, a daughter of Adam, but redeemed in Christ. She is also our sister in Christ. She is born again. Under Adam, she was generated. In Christ, she has been regenerated. And now today he says, this sister Phoebe, she is a servant. A servant. The word servant here is where we derive the word deacon. In other words, she holds an official office, official position of servant in the Lord's church. Phoebe did not give herself that position. It was given to her. If you recall, in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7, there was a need in the church for servants. The 12 apostles were completely overwhelmed with all that was happening in the church, and they said to the congregation, it was not proper for us to leave the word of God to serve tables, to hand out meals, to feed the widows. Therefore, seek out among yourselves seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and faith, that we may appoint over this business. Notice the we. The we meaning the leadership, the pastors there, representing the 12 apostles, and the congregation. It is both the leadership and the membership that decide who becomes a deacon, who becomes a servant in the house of the Lord. Let's go to Acts quickly. Acts chapter 6. Let's read that again. This is the origin. This is where it all started for deacons. It says in Acts 6:1, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because the Grecian widows were neglected in the daily ministration of food. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God to serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among yourselves seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we, notice the we. The apostles did not do the selecting. They did the confirming. It was up to the congregation to select, to put forth seven people with this criteria. What's the criteria? They had to be men of honest report because they were going to be dealing with money. You can't have shysters and crooks and thieves dealing with money. You need people that have an impeccable record when it comes to money. We need to choose among yourselves seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Spirit and full of faith. Full of faith means to be filled with Scripture. You're filled with the Word of God. You know the Word of God. You have studied the Word of God. You devour, you eat the Word of God. You're full of the Word. You know, like the same way your belly gets filled with food. How does your belly get filled with food? You eat. We want these men to be full of the Holy Ghost. And how does the Holy Ghost get inside of a man, inside of a woman? It's called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's something that the Holy Spirit does. When you come to Christ, he indwells you. You have to be indwelt by Christ. Why? Because if you're going to serve people, you need to talk like Jesus and act like Jesus and love people like Jesus. So you need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Notice, Holy Ghost. Not sinful ghost, but the Holy Ghost. A life given to sanctification, a life devoted to holy living, full of faith, full of the Word of God, and of honest report, whom we, meaning the 12, and the multitude of the disciples, that we may appoint over this business. What business? The Lord's business. Feeding the poor is the Lord's business. Taking care of widows, taking care of the elderly is the Lord's business. It's the Lord's business. Taking care of the aged, taking care of the widow is the Lord's business. Choose you among yourselves. Now you choose them, you pick them, and then we'll look them over. And then we'll confirm them by the laying on of hands. So you get the picking. You get to vote. You vote them for inspection. And we'll vote them in by the laying on of hands for service. Notice, leadership and the membership participated in the action. So how did Sister Phoebe, how did she become a deaconess at the church, which is at Cenchrea? Not because she was self-appointed, no. Both the leadership and the membership thought highly of her, and she was ordained to that office. Yes, she was. Now, I want you to note that Jesus is the ultimate deacon. How do we know that? Well, we didn't study the epistle to the Romans, but if we had, you would have learned in Romans 15:8 that Jesus himself was the first deacon of the church. and till this day remains and holds the office of deacon in the church. And why was he the first deacon, and why does he still hold the office of a deacon? Because Christ is our model. All deacons should look to Christ if they want to know how to do the job. So notice, this woman is a deacon after Christ. Why? Because it says she is a servant or a deaconess of the church which is at Cenchrea. You know, over the years, in the many pastorates that I have had, I have seen different kinds of people try to wiggle their way into this wonderful position of deacon or deaconess. I have caught many trying to wiggle their way into this office because of self-interest. They're not thinking about the church. They're thinking about how they can further their own personal cause. And because they were filled with self-interest rather than being full of the Holy Ghost and being full of faith, we canceled their candidacy. Anyone who serves as a deacon or a deaconess at the church must have the church at heart. She is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea. She served everybody. First, she served the Lord. Then, she served her brethren. Then, she served visiting ministers like Paul. And as such, she is to be served. She is to have the favor returned to her. So, she looked to Christ as her model, and he is the ultimate deacon. She is church chosen, church approved, and apostle commended. She is a servant. One of the things about this word deaconess or deacon, it has to do with a person who can at any moment turn and become a jack of all trades. You know, when you're a deacon, I remember when I was a deacon, I was taught by my pastor and by the leadership of the church that we had to be a jack of all trades. That's right. If somebody needed to be fed, we fed them. If someone needed to be visited, we visited them. If someone needed to be discipled, we discipled them. If someone needed to be transported from their home to the doctor's appointment, we transported them. You see, my brothers and sisters, if someone needed prayer, we didn't wait for the pastor. You know, the pastor's 3 hours away. Let's wait for the... No. Right then and there, the deacons prayed. The deacons interceded. Whatever the church needed at the moment, the deacon or the deaconess could become that for whoever was in need. We needed people to have full bellies. We took care of that. We needed people to have clothes on their backs. I remember one time as a deacon, a woman came to church and she says, "Does the church have any clothes that they give away?" And we said, "Yes, we do." And we took her to her room and she needed a coat, and she needed a coat for three of her children. And right then and there, we opened the doors and we just let her pick what she wanted and what she needed, and we blessed her. You see, that was, if I remember correctly, that was on a Tuesday or a Wednesday that she came to church. She didn't have to wait till Sunday. We took care of it right then and there. We put coats on her back and on the backs of her children. You see, that's what deacons do. They solve emergencies. This woman was the deaconess at the Church of Cenchrea. You know, the interesting thing about the Church of Cenchrea is that Cenchrea is a seaport. It is the one on the east side, you know, Corinth, where Paul where the Church of Corinth is, Corinth had two seaports, one to its east and the other to the west. Well, Cenchrea was on the eastern side. It was the seaport facing Asia. And boy, was that seaport busy. People, you know, it's like any other town that has a seaport. Back then, people didn't travel by train. People mainly traveled by boat, by vessel. Cenchrea was hopping. It was a busy place. And no doubt, many people showed up who didn't know where they were and needed a place to sleep and needed some grub, needed some food, perhaps some clothes on their back. And no doubt the church at Cenchrea was busy evangelizing, feeding, clothing the people, and bringing Christ to them. So she is what? Someone to be commended, someone we should stand with, someone whom we should have her back. She should not be left alone. She should not be left to fend for herself. We should stand with her. She is our sister in Christ. She is a child of God and a co-heir with us of eternal life. And she is a renowned servant of the Lord. Not just having the office of a deaconess, but working it to the glory of Christ. That's Phoebe. That'll do it for today, saints. We'll be back tomorrow as we continue to talk about this amazing woman who has gone home to be with the Lord 2,000 years ago, but what a record she has left for us to emulate. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.